This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Just take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to the theater, the Laughing Theater. I am your host, Andy Atherton, and thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight, I have a great guest and a very funny movie, so let's not waste any time. Let's get him in here, let's get to know him a little better, and let's get our movie started. So, joining me is the host of Sunday Groove right here on the PTBN Pop Feed, Mr. David Sunday. David, how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good, good. Yeah, it's been a while since we've been on a pod together, and this time it's just me and you. You were a former guest on Great Debate, which was a fun episode. And, yeah, so we're back. We're going to talk about, we got a really funny movie and great soundtrack, by the way, too. Being a movie guy, a music guy, you know, you picked a really good one in that aspect. But first, before we get to the movie, let's talk a little bit about you and Place to Be Nation and your journey here and how you got onto the pop feed. So you have Sunday Groove, right? Why don't you just tell everybody, if they haven't listened yet, what that show is about?
Okay, pretty much, it's always going to be me as the host, and I have a different guest each month, and just kind of whatever comes to mind, or me and the guest agree on, we talk about that topic each month. Typically, we'd go a little background into the guest, like some of their music memories, some of their early memories with it, that kind of thing, and then we just tackle a topic. And, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. It's been going for almost, well, actually it has been going 2 years. I'm just a couple episodes behind because I miss months from time to time.
Yeah, it's not so easy sometimes. But yeah, it's a fun show. If you're a music fan, you know, give it a check out. So, how did you come to Place to Be Nation now? I never really asked you about, your foray into this, group.
Well, I've been extremely good friends with Greg Phillips and Nick Duke for a long, long time. So I was aware of their column back in the website days, and I would occasionally read it, not always, but I was aware of it. And then as soon as they started their podcast, I started following the Hard Traveling Fanboys, and pretty much everything on the pop feed as it slowly popped up. And, yeah, somewhere in there we did a episode of the of Hard Driving Fanboys, it was the Happies, and I got the guest, and at the end of it, we were just kind of spitballing, and they asked what I had coming up, and I was like, well, I kind of want to do a music show, and everybody encouraged me, so that's how it happened. It's kind of a spur of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, because, you know, we don't have a lot of music shows, so Sunday Groove is a great fit here on the Pop Feed, and a shout-out to Greg and Nick. Great guys, both. Well, Greg's a former guest. Nick will be a guest in December. He called his shot when I reached out to him. So there's only some time of the year when the movie Nick picked should be viewed.
Exactly.
So that's what we call a soft tease, as Tim Cable would say. So awesome. So David, why don't you tell everybody what movie we're going to watch tonight?
Okay. So I picked So I Married an Axe Murderer. Mainly because I knew Greg had already chosen Austin Powers, and so I was like, I don't really want to follow up Greg with picking like the second Austin Powers or something, because I can't do all the voices and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, I just want to go kind of obscure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from 1993, this is Mike Myers, of course, like you mentioned, Austin Powers, another movie where he's doing Scottish accents or Irish accents, whatever you want to say. I love this movie, by the way. This is one of the movies, like, I didn't know much about years ago. I don't think I saw it in a movie theater. When did you first see it? Did you see the movie theater?
No, sadly, I was very late to it. I guess it's probably around 2004 or 5.
Okay.
No, it had to be probably 5 or 6, actually. We were doing a group movie watch at my place, and we went to Blockbuster Video, shout out to something that probably doesn't exist anymore. And we picked two movies we'd never seen, two that couldn't be any more different. We actually got American Psycho and this one. And none of us had seen either one, but we'd heard things about them, so that was when we watched it. I think, like I said, I think it was, had to be 2006.
Yeah.
When I saw it. So very, very late the party.
Oh, I saw it a bit earlier. I don't think I saw it in the theater. I saw it either on cable or somebody showed me a VHS because I wore the VHS out. I loved it so much that, I remember I was trying to get a bunch of my fraternity brothers in college to watch, and none of them were like, no, this sounds stupid. You know, that guy, you know, he's Wayne, whatever. I'm like, no, you gotta watch it. So finally one night, some of my fraternity brothers owned a bar, back in college. And, I, you know, sometimes I would bartend or DJ there, whatever. And then it was a slow night, and me and my fraternity brother Eric, he's like, oh man, this place is down. I'm just going to go downstairs, watch TV into the office. I said, well, you got to watch this movie. I swear. I have it in my bag. I think I just wanted somebody to watch it with me or whatever. I can't remember the exact reasoning. I don't know if we pre-planned this, but we go down to the office and me and him just watch this movie, and he was in tears. And it was, I had seen it so many times, and it was like such an enjoyment for him to, watching him just crack up about something he had no clue about. And so much so that he loved this movie so much that fast forward years later, we're going through the whole time when everybody's getting married and he's the best man at another one of my fraternity brothers' weddings. And he literally starts doing lines from the movie in this best man speech. He's like, first things first, like that whole thing, like the father does at the wedding. And everybody,
right.
People look at me going, that's your fault, by the way. You're the one that showed him that movie. I'm like, sorry, I got to do what I got to do. But also, it was a great early '90s soundtrack as well. With "There She Goes" by the Laws. Is that how it's pronounced?
I suppose so.
And little big audio dynamite or bad audio dynamite. I'm trying to remember. I think it's big audio dynamite. Yeah, because their letters spelled bad. That was big in college. And and a great cast too. Not only is it Mike Myers, Nancy Travis, who was like that every woman basically around those times. She was in a lot of movies. Anthony Appiah, who was great as his friend Tony, Amanda Plummer as Rose, Brenda Fricker as his mom, Matt Doherty, a lot of people know as Averman from the Mighty Ducks movie. That played his brother. Well, he's called Heed in the credits, but. what the hell is his name? I can't remember now. Charles Grodin comes in, Phil Hartman, Debbie Mazar, Stephen Wright, and who is the one person I had top of my head? I just totally forgot. Oh, Alan Arkin. Alan Arkin's probably one of my favorite people in this movie, and we'll get into that later.
Oh, my God, Alan Arkin. Yeah, I forgot about him in this movie because I haven't watched it in a while, and he blew me away this time.
Yeah. Did you ever see, it was just on Netflix, The Kominsky Method?
Yes.
Did you watch, that call waiting thing in like one of the last episodes is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Alan Ark is like, oh, I got call waiting, and he like hangs up or something like that. And Michael Douglas is like, just push the button. It's not a big deal. Awesome. So we're going to get ready to watch the movie in just a minute. But first, let's talk about what's going on here at Place to Be Nation. Right now, here on the Pop Feed that you listen to, lots of content. The Hard Traveling Fanboys, they welcomed Russell Sellers to the show for a review of the new DC animated film, Batman Hush. And speaking of Russell, DC For You wrapped up September with a new current events looking at the big DC Comics TV and movie news of the month, as well as picking their top DC books from this month. That is Russell and the manager, Todd Weber. This Week in the NFL hits weekly every week. That's why it's called This Week in the NFL, with the Cowboy, Roger Morrissey, and J.R. Samuel D'Amato recap the latest set of games, and they preview the next weekend's batch. Our newest show here on the Pop Feed is Kevin and Mary, who host the Brother Sister Rewatch podcast. On episode 17, they bring you The Office Season 3, Episodes 5 and 6. the latest episode of Pop Goes to Movies, Scott Criscolo and Jennifer Smith, they reviewed the highly anticipated sequel to Stephen King's It Chapter 2. I actually just saw it. David, are you a horror guy at all?
I'm not a horror guy, but I do like the It series. So, yeah, I saw that recently as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Long, but...
yeah, I could have done with, you know, if they could have figured out a way to shorten about 20 minutes. But other than that, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I'm not a big horror guy either, except for, like, zombies and stuff. I really love that. But I just saw Friday night. I finally saw the first one about a month ago. I was too much of a wimp to watch it up until then, until my daughter kept saying, "Dad, it's not that bad." But
yeah, one of my close friends made me watch it, and that was probably just a few months back because they would not shut up about how good it was. And I was like, fine, I'll watch it.
I'm not going to like it.
Right. It was like one of those exchanges, like, you watch this movie that I love, and I'll watch that movie that they love. And yeah, it actually worked out where I liked it a lot.
So, all right, continue on. No. I highly suggest that Scott and Jenny did a great job with that. On the last episode of this show, Laughing Theater, I welcomed Jason Sherman. We watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I look for Jason to have a tie-in with his show, P.T. Van's E-Ticket Attraction, coming soon. And recently on my latest show, Looking Forward, Looking Back, we did the summer movie recap and the wager results. I was joined by Miranda, Scott, Tim, and Russ to see who won. And kind of, give our final thoughts on this past summer. Kind of look ahead a little bit to the fall, winter, and next summer. So if you want to know who won, tune into the show and find out what that person is making everybody watch. Also, one thing big going on here at Place V Nation is the Greatest Song of the 80s tournament continues. We started at 256 songs, I believe it was. Yeah, 256 songs. We're down to 16. We are in the Sweet 16. We're in the regional finals. David, you've been voting along, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm one of those that votes. Like, I eagerly await every day where I can vote, and then I usually tweet about it and try to get people to vote on my side. So
awesome. So while we're here, why don't we do a couple of matchups? We'll do four. So two went up today. Two are going up tomorrow. As of this recording, I don't exactly know when you're going to be listening to this. But we're recording on Monday, the 23rd of September, and in the Electric Avenue region. Now, I was surprised at about this matchup because I would never have picked these songs coming out of this region. We have Thriller by Michael Jackson taking on Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. What do you think, David?
I got to go Free Fallin'. Tom Petty's my boy. I know Michael Jackson's incredible, and he's more 80s-tastic, but I love Tom Petty.
Yeah, I don't think Thriller should have been here. I think Welcome to the Jungle or Round and Round or Tainted Love, a lot of songs that, Thriller, I think, got by on its video.
Right. It's almost like a different category almost because that's why it got there, not over the song, because I don't really care for the song by itself.
Yeah. I think I love Free Fallin', and Free Fallin' to me is like the Cinderella story of the tournament so far. Okay, so we're going to go to the Rio region. This is a strong matchup. This is Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard versus Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
That was painful. I think earlier I went Don't Stop Believin', but part of me really wanted to do Pour Some Sugar just because of how almost overrated Don't Stop Believin' can be at times.
I think these are two songs that are fairly overrated. I think the current, there's two Queen songs in this round, right? And I don't think we would see Under Pressure. I'm very surprised that's here. That's later, much later. We're not going to talk about that matchup tonight. But I think if Bohemian Rhapsody didn't come out last year, I don't think one of those songs is here. So I think Don't Stop Believin' is more present in people's minds too, because it's been used in like movies, television a bit more.
So. Yeah, Family Guy kind of ruined it for me because they just that skit was just one I saw over and over again, and so kind of ran that song to the ground. But I still love the song.
Yeah, they're both great songs. Not saying anything against it, but it's just like you're a little surprised about some of these matchups. Okay, so in the Down Under region, this is going up on Tuesday the 24th. We have Africa by Toto versus Beat It by Michael Jackson.
I mean, personally, I prefer Africa, but I mean, Beat It's incredible.
So. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Like, I've always loved Africa, even before, like, Weezer covered it and kind of brought it back in everybody's mind. But that's one of the video, too, is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, Michael Jackson did, everybody knew Beat It and Billie Jean were gonna be here in the end. But Thriller, again, was a little bit of a surprise. Hopefully, you know, just want to see some good matchups and everybody just having a good time. Okay, so the last one we're going to talk about tonight. This is an interesting matchup, too. A couple songs, maybe little surprises, even though they're great songs. Purple Rain, this is the Love Shack region, by the way. Purple Rain by Prince versus In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins, which just beat Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I'm going to go with In the Air Tonight.
Yeah, again, that's another song. I'm not the biggest Purple Rain fan, but In the Air Tonight, and especially because of The Hangover. See, with Mike Tyson. Yeah, so... Awesome. So, yeah, keep checking it out. It's really I can't believe it's coming to a close. It seems like, you know, it was forever ago that we started this tournament.
Yeah, Tim and I were talking about it the other day, and I was sad to hear it was about to be over because I really didn't know how many songs were in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a couple of times I tried to open the thing on my phone, it just was overwhelming because of all the layers on the spreadsheet, basically.
Yeah. There's 9 tabs on the bottom of the Google thing. Keep going, and it's got another week or two left, and then starting in November we have our next tournament starting. So we're going to reveal that over the next few weeks. So hopefully everybody enjoys that as much as they've enjoyed the 80s song tournament. Also, don't forget, check out the wrestling feed. We got Wrestling Warzone with JT and Chad. They talked about Clash Champions. I'm trying to Roman numerals right now. 32. And then we had the Extreme Three-Way Dance, their 5th episode. That was JT, Jenny, and John. They danced their way through three episodes of ECW Hardcore TV from March and April of 94. Main Event 133, previewed the Clash of Champions, which just happened, and then goes back to 2002 for the next TNA Classic pay-per-view recap. And don't forget, check out placetobenation.com for everything pop culture. We have our college football column, Campus Hot Takes by Scott Criscoll and Logan Crosland. We have Glenn's weekly walk around the web. And we have the new articles coming up, Tuesday Top 10, which hopefully you'll see every week, if not every other week, featuring just a top 10 list of whatever the author feels like talking about. The first first edition, I wrote my top 10 movies that I saw this summer. So hopefully you all check it out. It's a real quick read. You know, it's just meant to have a little fun, go boom, 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 and maybe spark some discussion. All right, so with all that out of the way, all the housekeeping, and also don't forget, if you're going to do online shopping at Amazon.com, go to placetobenation.com, click on our affiliate banner. That gets you to Amazon.com, same way you would if you go directly, but it helps us out here at Place to Be Nation. So please, Amazon.com, go through us. All right, so David, are you ready to start this movie?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so... Everybody out there, where David's watching it on DVD, I have it in my DVR, and we are both paused on the TriStar production open page, whatever they call it, logo. The Pegasus has its wings fully open, and we're going to hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So up comes TriStar Pictures Presents. And a Fried Woods Film Production. I'm just saying this so David and I know where we're singing.
Yeah.
Thomas Schlamme.
Like a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have the song There She Goes playing. Mike Myers, a great shot of San Francisco. Kind of reminds me of Interview with the Vampire. Because they have a similar shot in that movie, actually.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah. That won't be on Laughing Theater, though. All right, our main title is gone. We see the Port of San Francisco sign. Yeah, there she goes. That was everywhere back in 93.
Yeah, I actually misremembered this movie as just being like nothing but that in the soundtrack. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was just There She Goes. And it's there a lot, but mm-hmm. there's a lot more music there than I remembered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, Mike's a big music guy. He's a beat poet. So he's Charlie McKenzie. son of some Scottish immigrants, it seems like. Sorry, Greg, if I butcher my Scottish accent tonight. Mr. Phillips.
No way I could do Greg's level.
Yeah.
He's professional with that.
Okay, here we go. We are at Rhodes, the very the beatnik, I guess, place in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think I would have gone there if I'd been that age at that time.
Yeah, probably not me. But it's very like, this is all the stuff that sprouted up. You know, you're a little bit younger than me, so this was like what was sprouting up in the 90s. It was becoming one of the, you know, coffee houses were just becoming popular with youngins. And yeah, you watch the journey of the cappuccino cup.
For some reason it breaks me improv theater a little bit, except for with coffee.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Like, it's an open mic. You know, where everybody could just get up and give their spiel. And now we have a POV of a ginormous cup of cappuccino.
Yeah.
It looks like a cool place, though. It's very hipster.
Yeah, that's kind of why I think I would have liked it, even though I'm not a hipster. Mm-hmm. I do like some hipster things.
Yeah, and you have the cool map in the background. So funny, I have a POV of a... It's like somebody put a GoPro on a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
And Mike Myers takes two hands. Excuse me, I believe I ordered the large cappuccino. I use that all the time whenever I see something so huge.
I'm probably going to start to.
It's like Campbell's cappuccino. And there's Tony, just very interestingly.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, he didn't change his look other than the outfit from Empire Records.
Yes.
And just like the exact same like earring and goatee and hair, pretty much.
Yeah, maybe he just, the hair was a little lighter in Empire Records, but.
Yeah.
You look like an undercover cop trying to be hip. I am an undercover cop trying to be hip. You look like Huggy Bear. Those of you youngins, Huggy Bear was a pimp informant on Starsky and Hutch. Now this guy who looks like kind of like Sideshow Bob up here.
Yeah.
He's a character actor. He was in Austin Powers. He has very short hair in that movie.
That's right. Yeah.
He's like, what are you going to do? A poem about Sherry. The woman poem. What do you know? She's a klepto. To this day, I still don't know where my cat is. So basically, Charlie's your commitment foe.
Right.
You broke up with girls for all very good reasons. Really? Why? What about Jill? She was in the mafia. The Cosa Nostra. The whole time we went out, she didn't tell me what she did for a living. She was unemployed. That's the perfect cover. Here's my favorite. This is my favorite. What about Pam? She smelled like soup.
It kind of makes me think of, was it George or Jerry in Seinfeld that were commitophobes?
Jerry was kind of, well, they both were, I think. I mean, George, like, totally did not want to settle down with Susan.
Right.
All right, he's going to go do the woman poem. I get the... you know, the hip band in the background with the bass, the three-piece kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that style of music, too.
That is fun. That's like that kind of scat cat. Like this and what's it called? It was just starting to get big at this time. Was ska.
Mm-hmm.
And also Return of, what's it called? The big band, right?
Right, yeah. Like Brian Setzer Orchestra did.
She stole my heart and my cat. Betty, Judy. Yeah, definitely the hottest cartoon characters at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-Lois Griffin. Hey, Jane, get me off this crazy thing called love. Mike Myers is always good with facial expressions, too, to kind of get his point across.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With those eyebrows going up.
It's weird kind of seeing him with normal hair after Wayne's World.
Sorry about that. So here's Charlie finding a Meats of the World butcher shop. I don't see a lot of butchers that look like that.
No, I would go to butcher shops if they did.
I know. Nancy Travis, very neat girl next door. Do you have haggis? Have you ever had haggis?
Definitely not.
I have it in a can or a jar. One of my coworkers went to Scotland. I have not had the guts to open it up yet.
I don't think I would.
Try anything once. Wow. 1975 for a haggis. I definitely see a little flirtation there.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Cool car, too, he's got.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell you what kind it is. I mean, I guess beat poets made good money back then. There you go. The Scottish Wall of Fame with the Bay City Rollers playing. Jackie Stewart. And there's Mike as his father, Stuart, dancing around. There's Hid. Get in here. Brenda Fricker. That was very funny. She's hysterical in this movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know her from a lot of other things. I remember she was in Angels in the Outfield. I know that.
Wow, I haven't seen that in so many years. Yeah. I didn't remember her from that.
Yeah, I think she plays like the house mother or something of where Joseph Gordon-Levitt is, I guess. I think. It's been a long time since I see it. I just remember to her. The soccer game's about to begin. And there's Tony. He's over there hanging out watching soccer.
And so creepy, too, that the mom gets so into Tony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the head's name is William. All right, give your mother a kiss or I'll kick your teeth in. How Anthony LaPaglia keeps a straight face through this scene is beyond me. Especially later on. You could definitely see that Mike is giving him no mercy.
Right. How did they even do this scene? Because it really did look like Mike was in both.
Yeah.
Parts of the room.
Well, they do cutaways. I mean, definitely later on in the wedding, you can definitely see where there were body doubles.
Right.
I mean, they probably shot it, you know, and superimposed it, because they were like only half the screen, so you could do what's a wipe, basically, and have somebody else just sitting there. He's giving all okay. That Lyndon H. LaRouche rubbish again! I use this all the time, this little monologue. The pentavernate! Who run everything in the world, including that newspapers? They meet finally at a country mansion known as the Meadows. Tony's just like, listen to this, but damn it. The Rothschilds. And Cassandra, if you want, with tits up. And look at it, and the poly is just cracking. I hate the
raccoon. You eat ice.
Oh, you gotta buy my chicken. Oh. How could you hate the colonel? Yeah, these are all cutaways.
Yeah, here I can definitely tell. Yeah. But the earlier, in the, they both were in the same room, looked like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could. Yeah, I'll point it out during the wedding scene where you can definitely see the hair is a little different and stuff. I've got a juice tiger. Everything now. Garth Brooks. If only that worked.
Exactly.
Well, let's have a look at our replay. William, move your head.
Boy, his head.
It's like an orange on a toothpick. That's our huge
problem.
Has its own weather system. Head, move. Yep. Telling his mom he broke up with Sherry. Not Sherry. I like Sherry. It's so funny, too, when you watch movies from, like, you know, back before everybody's like, oh, smoking is banned everywhere. You'll see a lot of smoking in this movie, too.
Oh, yeah. Did you notice how disgusting that juice looked that she just had?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that looked not good. I know you're a son. I know. The only time I've seen juice that looked worse was, did you ever watch Comic Relief when that used to be on?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, that was every year. It was hosted by Billy Crystal, Rob Williams, and Whoopi Goldberg. And it was basically like Live Aid with comedy for the homeless. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait used to do some stupid stunt every year. One year he told jokes while, like, walking on coal, on hot coals and stuff. Another year he had a juicer, and he was juicing things. And he ended up juicing squid. Oh, and it was disgusting. And he, like, literally runs off the stage because he drank it. He's like, oh, I gotta go. The paper contains facts. So now, this is where Charlie, starts to hear about Mrs. X.
Pregnant man. Did you ever look at those when you were waiting in line?
Yeah, when you're bored. I think my grandma used to read those kinds of things. The Inquirer and that kind of crap. The World News or whatever. Who is Mrs. X? And her whereabouts are unknown. A Russian martial arts. I don't even know what a Russian martial arts is.
It seems like they just combined a couple things.
Yeah.
I kind of like to imagine the lounge singer one was John Lovitz from The Wedding Singer.
Yes, that would be great.
I know this is several years before that one, but or like 5 years before it.
But that took place in the 80s. So it actually would line up.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And I was a drunken Scottish man singing the Celtic United Army song, I guess. Here we go. Here's your uncomfortable part.
Oh, yeah. What the hell kisses people on the lips anyway? Like, I see that in the movies, but, like, I don't kiss just random people on the lips.
Well, I guess if you're a cougar who wants a little young, you know, you're a nice sexy bastard. You know that? Oh, fine. You stage it out. Yeah, that's somebody else. They just, I think they supered in his voice. In
oh, yeah.
VR. She quite enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Stuart will get the benefit of that. All right. I still know what kind of car. I'm going to get yelled at by, like, my friends who know things about cars because I have no idea. I couldn't tell you what a car is by just by looking at it. I see that.
The girl has some Mustang in the background earlier.
I saw, like, Gremlin.
Oh, yeah.
There she is dressed like a little Holland Dutch girl.
Kind of love how she pretends not to notice him at first. Oh, now she's giving him the twice over.
Yeah. He's playing the long game. Alan Arkin. He had some hair. It wasn't all gray.
Have you ever seen Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes.
Oh, he's great in that.
Enough with the fucking chicken. Tony, you seem a little down. Are you okay? Yes, Alan Arkin, like the nicest man ever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a boss that nice. Or if I have, it's been a long time.
I'm like, I'm a cop. All I do is fill out forms. Well, it's a point well taken. Although it's not exciting, it's an important part of our work. Like saying all the stuff like, you know, anybody who wants to be a cop would want to do, like, chase a guy, hang on to a helicopter. Okay. Yeah, oh, yes. That sounds like fun. I never commandeer a vehicle. He's like, you're too nice. Why can't you be like the captain on Starsky and Hutch, you know? Hold me into your office. He's like, I don't report to a commissioner, I report to a committee. It's a quorum. He wanted to be cervical, but it turns out I'm more like fish. Reporting to the late Abe Vigoda.
The shaggy hair he's got going on there, I could see him trying to go for a Serpico.
Yeah, he definitely, oh yeah, he looks just like Serpico there. Charlie's back at the butcher shop. Also, a little crowded here. She remembered him. He was the Haggis guy.
I
love this line. I believe most Scottish cuisine is based on Adair. I'm next. You're next. I'm next. It's always one of these guys.
Yeah. Look at the glasses on that guy in the background. Like,
oh, geez. Holy 80s. That is a big hunk of meat right there.
Oh, yeah.
This is your way to get in. Help a woman who's struggling at work. Here's their meat cute, I guess. Because that'd be four porterhouses. Rushed by Big Audio Dynamite's playing now. After she stabs the head of a sheep. Or a lamb. He's slicing bacon a little too erotically. This guy's like, give me my shit. Let me get out of here. Pretending like alien.
I can see me doing something like that. Not yeah. Really throwing it at somebody, but.
Now she's, you know, licking her own sausage a little. She's enjoying it very much. I'm just kidding.
That kind of looks like the mystery meat at some Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, like, their pork is, like, always so pink.
Yes.
Or a lot of places.
He's pretending the thing is still gooey.
Now massaging it, yeah.
You guide me. Look at him. I'm playing with the chicks.
Mm-hmm. And actually, it's a pretty good prop right there. Like,
yeah. Got a little meat hanging out of your sleeve. Mom, can you get the nurse? There was no accident in the shop. Ow. Ow. Who really looks around to see if it closed? No, they just, if they're that tired, they're like.
Yellow places, though, like lock you in and have to let you out. Mm-hmm. They're getting close to closing.
You were nice. Oh, so you think of me as a woman friend.
That is so fake looking right there. It's just like a little backdrop behind them.
No, San Francisco, yeah. Have you done something evil that you would say was evil? Like the fruits of the devil.
I love how you can kind of see some of his early other impersonations coming out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little Dieter Pauly in there. He really should have done more stuff like this. He shouldn't have relied so much on prosthetics and costumes and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I love Austin Powers. I love Wayne's World, but damn, that was it, the Love Guru? That was a piece of shit.
Man, and it started with the Morgan Freeman voiceover thing that was so awesome, and then it was horrible the rest of the way through.
She's speaking Russian, so that's your first clue.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love how this movie straddles the line of, like, the romantic comedy, but it does do a good job of kind of making you suspect her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they definitely paint the picture.
When they have that, like, Detective Noir kind of soundtrack sometimes, mm-hmm. With all the horns and stuff, mm-hmm. it really makes me think of an old murder mystery thing.
Mm-hmm. It's like a comedy version of, like, L.A. Confidential.
Right, right. Now you got me thinking of Kim Basinger.
It's never a bad time when you think of Kim Basinger.
No, definitely not.
Vicky Vale. Nadja, I am coming.
Have you ever been that confident on a first date?
No. Not at all.
Never in college. I try to impress girls by doing stupid stuff like that, but like, not on a first date like it. There had to be a people around to impress.
Yeah, if you ask my girlfriend Ellen about our first date, yeah, it didn't really go well. Well, 2.5 years later, though, we're still together, so I think it did. I think I did okay, a little okay on that date.
Yeah. I think you got to kind of give people a pass on the first date because there's mm-hmm. so much pressure there.
Yeah. Now we have Harriet's cool apartment here.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of different shit out there. A very eclectic collection. Another clue. An Atlantic City poster. You know what this room really needs? A really large oversized poster of Atlantic City. Wait, you got one.
Now, that is something I would do. I would totally do that.
Yeah. Cubby Wubby Womb Room tea. I'm not a tea drinker. I like iced tea.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I can't get into hot tea a whole lot. I should, but I just haven't been able to yet.
Well, my daughter's really into it, so I have like 10,000 kinds of tea here. So here's the another clue, the Russian martial arts stuff. Now, another line coming up that I use a lot of time. You know, Scotland's got its own martial arts. It's called Fuck You! It's mostly,
oh, man, I love it. He's filling it out.
It's mostly headbutting, kicking people while they're on the ground, though. Just typical Scottish. Now, the awkwardness here. And we're back. For who? Wait, for who? Wait. You said you looked at what? I said it wasn't late. I like the nightlife.
I like to boogie.
I sit at work all the time, and then one of my coworkers always starts singing it. I'm like, that's really not the why I did that, but okay.
I had to pause the movie and actually start into that song that night when I was watching it last week. So I'd be that guy that would do the wrong thing.
Yeah, he's trying to be the nice guy. He's like, no, I want to kiss you, but if I kiss you, then it could lead to kissing over there, and then it could lead into the bedroom, and, you know, I don't want to rush.
I want to spend the night together. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, she really had to twist his arm.
It's a good old whitey tighty.
There you go. That's kind of a red flag. First time, and she goes, Ralph! Look at his face. Harriet. Keep saying Ralph. Oh, she's my friend.
She could have played it off as Ralph Macchio, like she was had a huge thing for him.
Well, who doesn't?
What years were the Karate Kids? Was that late 80s?
No, the first one was early 80s. I want to say like 84, maybe 85.
Wow, okay.
We can get... And then, yeah, I still have to watch, which I haven't, I still want to watch Cobra Kai. I think it's free now, the first season.
Oh, nice.
So you can watch it on there, on the YouTube. 1984 was the first one. Part two is 86 and part three is 89. And then
it's been some years I'd forgotten, but they used to be on TNT or USA all the time growing up. I can't remember which one it was.
And then the next Karate Kid with Hilary Swank was 94. And then he thinks he's walking on Harriet. Nope. That's not Harriet.
Nothing awkward about that.
There's a what turns out to be a batshit crazy redhead. And there she is. How the hell did she get down there?
She is so creepy in this movie.
She's creepy in a lot of stuff she does. For those of you who probably hear in the background, my daughter is microwaving her dessert right now. If you listen to the 40-Year-Old Virgin episode, you can hear my son eating a bowl of cereal in the background. So, nothing we ever heard before here at Laughing Theater.
I actually don't hear the microwave.
Oh, I hear the beeping. What would you like? She says she's going to make up this whole big, this breakfast. He's like, okay, I'll stay. She, fucking bowl of loops.
I didn't have those other things.
Sorry. Oh, no, that's fine. You know, this stuff will probably kill you. So I'm going to have to sit there and eat a bowl of Fruit Loops with this nut bar. I like Apple Jacks, too.
We used to use that line all the time. I care a great deal for Apple Jacks. No, she didn't speak of you.
There's some discussion about Ralph, a martial arts guy. Oh, really? He's so starting to fear for his life. He just does that little subtle look. Well, you know, Harriet. Oh, I actually don't. But you had sex with her. Hello. This is crazy, lad. I gotta tell Harriet nothing happened, but nothing did happen.
God, that smile is so creepy.
Well, now that like you're watching it, like, and we're talking about it, it's like you really, you know. Oh, I forgot Two Princes was in this video movie. That's kind of cool. That's where having a cop friend comes in handy.
Having a what? Oh, a cop friend, yes.
Yeah, because he takes you on a boat across, San Francisco Bay to Alcatraz. I've never been to San Francisco. I'd love to visit one day.
Have you been to California at all?
Yeah, oh my God, I was 6 or 7. We stayed, my sister and I stayed for a summer with my aunt and my cousins who lived in El Cajon, which is a suburb of San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then my parents came out at the end of the summer. We went to Disneyland and SeaWorld and stuff. But, I don't really remember much about it. I'm hopefully going in 3 years, California. When I turn 50, I want to go to Disneyland.
Nice. Yeah.
And here's the late, great Phil Hartman, the park ranger John Johnson, but everybody calls him Vicky. I love Vicky. He's great. He's the best. it was such a shame. He was such a talent.
Yeah, and he always did such a great job in little bit roles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even like Jingle All the Way, playing that creepy neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Who's Ralph? Ralph? He used to be known as Times Square, solitary confinement here. He's getting mad at him. Makeshift knife or a shiv.
Yeah, I think I would have shut up too. Those intense eyes looking at you. It's into the ocular cavity.
Into the bitch's ocular. Youch. All right, to the cafeteria. Who wants pudding?
Mm-hmm. It's like every eat after hearing that story.
So every guy says when they like, you know, get out of a relationship and they meet somebody new who's really cool, don't let me screw this up. Then we have the little montage of them, you know, starting to date and everything.
I love montages and like everything.
Yeah, you can say so much with not a lot. You show them falling in love, and that's kind of out of place. That's back at the butcher shop. Of course, Rose is there, being all weird.
Yeah.
I love this scene. Now, Debbie Mazar wasn't well known yet, really, at this time.
No.
I mean, she had done Goodfellas. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, and a couple years later, she did Empire Records.
Yeah, they were sort of together in Empire Records, these two.
Right, exactly.
Very, very odd looking, though. She had that, like, what was it, orangey red hair with those bright eyes she has.
Yeah, and then she also was in, briefly, in Independence Day.
That's right.
Wasn't she one of the strippers, I think?
No, she wasn't a stripper. That was the... Oh, you think about the girl that goes up to the tower, whatever, with the sign? You think about that one?
No, that's my Independence Day. Didn't she show up in that, like, as a stripper? I thought.
No, no, that was the girl. She was on Saved by the Bell, the college years.
That girl.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. It's been too many years, I guess.
Yeah. they're telling all these funny stories, and she's like, being electrocuted. Oh, I was electrocuted once. Oh. Sure, that's a shame. And fighting over the check. She's like, you idiot, I'm just going to pay.
Yeah, and I love it. They were both just fine with it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, sure. Go ahead. Whatever you say, babe. So they're going to cab it, Tony and his lady friend. I don't think we ever find out her name. You can always look on the IMDb. And yeah. Susan is her name. And then she's then walking in the rain.
What is that? Oh, never mind. That's a different person. Stephen Wright's picture on IMDb is like a Mountie. He's the pilot later in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
Oh, Stephen Wright. I love him, too. You ever see his stand-up?
No, I don't think I have. I've seen him in things.
Yeah, he was one of those guys that he was like, it was all like, I don't know, like cerebral humor, I guess. He would say, like, I spilled spot remover on my dog. Now he's gone. That kind of stuff. It's really funny. Now he's bringing Harriet to meet the parents.
The world's biggest baby.
And his mother was dressed like she was going to be on Hee Haw.
Right.
I thought your parents were Scottish, not Southern.
I love those little ankle things to pull up his socks.
Yeah, like garters for your calves. I'm Charlie's father. Ooh, she's quite the fitty. I like this one. Charlie tells me you're the butcher. Yeah, you can definitely tell there's some mat work going on here.
Right.
Heed, pants, no! Show him the picture of my shit, it's pants in Niagara Falls.
Get a picture.
Pick up your ass again. Actually, I remember watching this on Comedy Central one time, and they actually had a different edit of that. It was, you got your knickers in a twist.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have to go to the washroom. I evidently have a pickle up my ass. Light a match.
The Queen of England.
On the dartboard. Who has a dartboard in their bathroom?
Well, you gotta do something while you're pooping, I guess.
I guess. No, there were no cell phones then, you know, no iPhones.
Right.
I guess you just sit in the toilet and throw darts. Kind of a nasty looking bathroom now. Uh oh. He sees the Weekly World News. And his paranoia and his commitment phobia is really starting to put two and two together. This is very coincidental.
Right. Just happens to be sitting out there.
Yeah. That you have somebody from Atlantic City, Russian martial arts, and Ralph.
Oh, and I love this, how she's going to look all creepily and sternly at him in a second.
Have you always lived in Cincinnati? No, I moved around a little bit.
There it is. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
And I love how you, like, shut the door. Like, how do you recover from that? Like, you were in the bathroom and you're just kind of staring at her.
And she's just like, nothing's going on. He's scared shitless already. Now he's going to play a detective.
Yeah, the thing that women really love, and when you start like breaking down all their exes.
Yeah. Miami. I didn't know Miami was a place where Russian martial artists go. Was that before or after Atlantic City?
You know, I'm sure they were trying to kind of distance this from Wayne's World, but I think they should have gotten Dana Carvey to pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think where he could have been. Maybe he could have been like somebody at the hotel later, a clerk or something.
Yeah, or one of those weirdos in the coffee shop early.
Yes, that's true. Like somebody giving a poem.
You ever watch any of Dana Carvey stand-up?
Oh, yeah. I love Dana Carvey.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard his Jimmy Stewart stuff? Like, whenever he starts talking about Jimmy Stewart having sex or something like that?
Yeah, I think I heard some of that stuff. Or do Katharine Hepburn starting a car.
Yeah.
He had that show on a couple of years ago where it was like people who want to be impressionists.
Okay.
Yeah, it was hosted by Freddie Prinze Jr., of all people.
What? That's so random.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. But yeah, you might find something. That's our good buddy Greg Phillips would go on there, but everybody's probably going, who is this JR guy? Now, well, in this movie here, you got the axe murderer, but you don't know who it is. So, sorry, I don't know if that was good. Greg's probably yelling at his phone right now.
I doubt that.
Yes, Harry could be the one now. Let me see if I could find this Dana Carvey show. I'm sure it's available somewhere.
You like Conan O'Brien?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dana Carvey and him did a little short podcast this summer with 6 episodes.
First impressions with Dana Carvey. So this is from 2016. And there were really funny people on that. I'm like sitting there like, oh, wow, I thought I did good impressions. But, yeah, it was good. There was a girl, video going around of a girl. She was doing, while she was driving, did all these great impressions. She was on it. I remember seeing that video passed around to Facebook and stuff. Anyway, so here's Charlie trying to convince Tony that Harriet might be Mrs. X and to use his police connections to look it up.
I love the old computer, too.
Jeez, yeah. IBM. It's like, I could lie to you, but Kathy, she can't. Oh, my God, a current affair.
Good old Thighmaster.
That's an injury waiting to happen to Thighmaster.
Yeah.
That was such a crock of shit. Like, I have bought stuff like that, though.
Oh, I have the ab wheel. I remember.
I have that, yeah.
Such a thing.
I have one of those. I have the push-up thing where you, like, twist or something like that on your
head. Yeah.
I also have the board, you know, the board where you kind of like twist.
Mm-hmm.
I have that. Yeah, it's upstairs. I haven't used it in so long because I have I moved. My last place had I had carpeting everywhere. Now I have I don't have hardly any carpeting in this house, so I can't really do that on. Anyway, so I haven't tried it. That's my excuse, at least.
Like pretty much any workout equipment other than dumbbells, I don't ever use very much.
Well, she made him a shake or a smoothie or something. He's like, no, thank you. I was using my exercise bike for a while, and then I actually went to use it recently, and I plugged it in, and I started smelling like smoke or whatever. Like the, I don't know if the engine shorted out, so that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Although that thing was killing my lower back when I would use it. He's so paranoid, he goes in the closet. Yeah. And of course, there's one with like a glass window, and he has nowhere to go. That's some sturdy.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's very shoddy work there. Just a little door slam, all that comes down on him. Yeah, how the fuck did they get all that stuff in that closet?
I don't know. I was wondering that. It has to be like a something like it must be a taller room or something.
Yeah, I guess so. He still wants to know about that Thigh Master.
Wasn't that Suzanne Summers on that?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, she was the one hawking that.
I think I could find reasons to look at that book. Yeah.
Oh my God, do you remember those? You don't remember those commercials for that?
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, she would sit there basically like opening and closing her legs, like, and just have this look on her face like something was going on while she was doing that. It's like when you go to the gym and they always place that one machine that the women use, you know, to develop right. their inner thigh muscles, like right in front of them, a very popular machine that guys will use. So you just have to sit there and try not to stare.
Right.
Coit Tower. I don't know what the Coit Tower is. What do I like about you? I can tell you anything and you don't judge me.
You're stood at the edge of the club.
Or a subway platform. You just thought for a split second. What if I pushed him?
Yeah, I don't think I would tell anybody that if I had that thought.
I usually try to follow the Judeo-Christian of thou shalt not kill. That was in the trailer, actually, I think. I always get that, like, I have that height thing. So sometimes, like, you know, you have that thing where, like, you have that feeling like you want to, like, jump or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that, you know, it's like, I'm like, I don't get too close to the edge sometimes. And I'm like, no, I'm going to, it'll mess with my head. Like, I'm never saying I'm going to jump, but, you know.
Right.
You get that, like, that weird feeling. This should just mess with his ear. Sorry, I have an ear thing. There was an episode of Night Gallery.
Oh, God, that sounds so scary.
That's also like Wrath of Khan. When he put those things in, was it Chekhov's ear and the and Paul Winfield, who was like a you know, nameless guy that's going to get killed.
You know, I've actually never watched the Star Trek movies, like not the classic ones.
I haven't seen them all. I remember seeing Wrath of Khan. I remember seeing a bunch of them, but that Wrath of Khan was so good that I saw that a few times.
Sadly, the one I've seen the most or parts of was 5, just because my friend used to show me how bad it was, because that was the one Shatner direct.
Yeah, it's the even number ones you got to watch for the Star Trek ones. So he's you know this guy back here, right behind him. He's in a lot of stuff. He was the super on Friends.
Yeah.
He was also Davey in Wayne's World. He was the guy that worked at the station, and a somewhat unknown Michael Richards.
Right.
This is pre Kramer, I think. Just telling some off-color jokes here about the obits. Sorry. Let's see. And they're also talking about, just another coincidence. So Seinfeld started in 89. Actually, Seinfeld was on for a few years then when this came out. So he was known already. All right. I know we're talking. I think Michael Richards' biggest movie role to this point was Stanley Spadowski in UHF, though.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. You went, I'm a bad person. He said, I'm a sensitive. He's saying I'm a shit.
Didn't mention the wife. You happy?
Ah! Again, somebody smoking in a place of business. It's my ride home. You asshole.
Yeah, I love that guy as the super friends when Joey teaches him how to dance.
Yeah. Hey, chick. Hey, duck says hi. Whatever he said. So Charlie just can't take the anxiety anymore. And he takes her to a public place to break up with her. And you don't realize why this hits her so hard right here. Because
everybody just disappears.
Yeah. I'm afraid you're going to leave me.
Leave you?
So I thought I'd do a preemptive strike. Huh? He left early on, huh?
His acting's really good in this. Like, she does a good job selling that.
Yeah.
You can see the hurt in her eyes, mm-hmm. even though she is saying all the right things. I know, that didn't hurt me at all.
Yeah. He's writing a poem. Do poets really make good money?
I don't see how they could.
Especially when he does the same poem over and over and over.
Because like the three times he does it in this movie, it's the same one, basically, just the words are slightly different. Yeah. The music's exactly the same, though. Whoa, man.
See, I don't think he maybe loved any of those other women he did the first poem about, or any of them.
Right.
Because you could definitely see how different he is in this. Like, he stops halfway through.
And he just stares at her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of just finishes it. Like, it kind of, like, hits him. Like, maybe it was just me just in my head. He doesn't even blow out the candle.
Right. It's like, it's not over.
Like, it shouldn't be. I should be with her.
That would be pretty cool to hang out on the top of a roof like that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this guy's got some life. He's got this great view in this apartment.
Does he, like, have a job that we don't know about, maybe?
I don't know. Well, he's a writer, probably, and he just does the poetry on the side. He's like, whoa, she's not Mrs. X, as Tony said. Harry, it's me, Charlie. San Francisco always looks like a great place in movies.
Oh, yeah.
Between this and Mrs. Doubtfire. Ah! Rose sneaks up behind him. And he's like basically pleading her to come back. All right, I'm unrejecting you.
I love how 90s his sweater is.
Yeah.
Like almost has like a built-in turtleneck.
Yeah. Everybody had those. 90s were almost as bad as the 80s. Oh, and she's like, nope. Ain't gonna happen. So he does the one thing he knows how to do. The woman, woman, woman poem.
Yeah, I don't know if this would go over so well. Like, you invited these other three guys to get outside her apartment.
Yeah, the whole breaking and entering. Well, this would probably be tweeted or Insta-webbed or grammed or whatever the hell it's called.
Right.
The hard-hearted harbinger of haggis. That's like a cool wrestling name. So that's what they should make Drew McIntyre. That's his nickname.
Ed? I love Ed.
I wonder if he pays these guys to come up there and play.
Well, if that's the only song they know, I don't think they're going to get paid a whole lot.
Yeah, I think they're getting a lot of gigs. It must be, roads must be closed on tonight, whatever night this is. This poem sucks. Is he self-aware?
I also think it's funny how he just uses the cigarette as a prop.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually smoke it.
That's quite the tub for a butcher. Harriet, someone's downstairs. Should be down in a moment, actually. Could you bring the car around? This is Ralph. What? I don't... Now, they never explain this.
Right.
That this is Ralph, really?
She looks a lot like Linda Hamilton.
Yeah. He's never really shy, Mike Myers. I'm naked, aren't I? And then she grabs it. So the actress' name is Jessie Nelson. She was in I Am Sam. She was a producer. Yeah, she really didn't do much as an actress. And here we are at the anniversary party. I never noticed that. Cock of the North.
Right, yeah.
Tony just happens to be sitting next to Charlie's mom.
Maybe Tony's into the mom, too.
Yeah. Shut it!
My band director had glasses like that.
Good. Me and I were married. Some of you were there. Some of you weren't born yet. And some of you did.
Yeah, this is a lot more subdued than, you know, he later used it for Fat Bastard. But.
Oh, yeah. And besides, I still love ya.
Did you ever see the Austin Powers toy that had a Fat Bastard, but for some reason they weren't able to call it Fat Bastard? It just said Fat Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we found it at a comic shop a couple years back. And it was like legit licensed material and everything.
I'm telling you, he's getting hit on by another old lady.
It's got to be that hair and the earring combo.
Probably. And Charlie just gets like swept up in a moment. The commitment form says, marry me. And she's like, what? No. I love his face. Please?
It's like, now I'm just going to beg you in a public place. You got to marry.
Well, we live together. I think we need to get married. Sounds like an awful lot of children. There's another connection with convincing method. She was in that.
Oh yeah, she was.
She plays the love interest from Michael Douglas. Hi, shut your cake hole. Make a toast to my son Charlie.
That's got to be why she looked so familiar again, because like, I knew her from this, but I feel like I'd watched her in something else recently, and that was Kaminsky Method.
Yeah. Yes. She says yes. Let's see, how old is she now? Let's see. So Mike Myers, let's see, how old is he? He is born in 63, so that makes him 56. Wow.
Yes.
And she is born 61. So she's pushing 70. She's about 68. Wow. So when this came out, she was 32. And he was in his late 20s. At the Scottish wedding here. Yeah, they're all wearing kilts.
That hair on that kid, that's some bad hair.
See, Anthony LaPaglia is 60 now. So she's pushing 60. She's not pushing 70. She's pushing 60, sorry. My math has been off tonight. Brenda Fricker, is she still around? Yeah, she's born in 45. She's not that old.
Okay.
So Matt Dougherty, so Hid is only six younger than me. Yeah. Let's get pissed.
I love the facial hair on that bagpiper.
Doing if you want my body.
And you think I'm sexy. I used to sing that song all the time.
The mother's basically groping Tony. Every time I hear "Do you think I'm sexy?" I just think of this.
Oh, it's like bagpipe solo. And why is Moby at the party? Look at him.
Is that Moby? It looks like
the
Moby.
Bald guy. Really? Yeah. No, it really wasn't. It looked like him though. The bald head and the all dancing. Actually, it would be more like the REM lead singer.
Oh, Michael Stipe.
He did. Yeah, Michael Stipe did dance like that.
Yeah. They have a Piper down. No, he's just pissed. We have a Piper down. I repeat, a Piper is down. Tony with like lipstick all over his face. She's the best. Only you.
Another wonderful, chilling clue to.
Yes, because I think what the lounge singer like was able to sing "Only You" in several languages.
Right. That violinist kind of has like Simon Garfunkel hair almost.
Yeah.
Not quite as poofy, but close.
So here you can see it's somebody different hugging.
Mm-hmm.
It never turns. So Tony didn't have a date at Charlie's wedding, huh?
Yeah, what happened to Debbie Mazar?
I know. So she goes from French to Italian.
So kind of random, speaking of holding hand or something like that, have you ever heard the German version of Beatles, "I Want to Hold Your Hand"?
No, I can't say I have.
Man, that one and "She Loves You," they did in German as well. And it was on some compilation I had. It was very entertaining.
Oh, I have to look that up on the YouTube. There's the Golden Gate Bridge, I guess, right?
I think so. Makes me think of Step by Step.
Yeah. That's true. There's Aunt Becky paying people off. What? Got his Tom Cruise glasses on. Very hip looking. I think they shot Austin Powers like right around here too. Later on, at least in the second one, when they run into Mustafa.
Yeah, and he runs off the hill.
Yeah. I'm badly hurt. I'm not dead. I'm just injured badly. You just shot me. Yes, that's right. Right about here. Uh-oh. I love this.
Yeah.
He turns into a real captain. Don't yes, captain me. I'm strictly homicide.
Back off, Italian boy.
Back off, Italian boy. That lady that confessed also confessed to a couple of other murders. Abraham Lincoln, Warren G. Harding, and Julius Caesar. A nutcase.
That's definitely an assortment.
Serpentine. You ever see the original? What was that? Damn, I'm trying to remember that movie now. And he comes in and he's like, good for you. It's like they just stopped shooting. It's like, oh, good for you. Let's see, the movie was, I think, Alan Arkin. It's the original. Somebody I work with had me watch it because she was like, you have to watch this. This is like the best movie. You'll crack up. So with him, it's with him and Pierre Falk. I'm trying to remember. It's from is it The In-Laws? Yeah, the original In-Laws. And there's one line, Serpentine. So now they're calling around.
I love the stereotypical Italian man.
And Tony's getting the confirmation about the that Harriet is Mrs. X. It's a dark and gloomy night at the inn.
Yeah, it was like the fakest looking background.
Yes, it was. And a very young Greg Germain. I think Ally McBeal was his big break.
I think so.
Which I never watched, but.
Yeah, I didn't either, but he had several shows he'd pop up in.
Yeah. He was also in Talladega Nights. He was the bad guy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Shake and bike. I have a headache. Don't move. And then he's just so inappropriate. Do you really think she got a headache? What? Oh, nothing. The Robbie Burns room, whoever that is.
Maybe it's a poet, because I know he was talking like it was a...
I'm guessing.
I love the circumstances that just happens to be stormy and the circuits are down.
Hey, Paisan! You screw up, I'll kick you. Kick your spaghetti bend back to Milan. Not now!
Was it too much with the ethnic slurs?
No, it's fine. It's not Paisan, it's Paisan! Hey, Paisan. Now we get to see, oh, there's all of her wedding rings, or engagement rings, I guess, because they have diamonds on them.
Yep.
So she's worried, too, because I guess apparently all these happened, all of them left her on their honeymoon. Great Stephen Wright. Yeah, this is like a lot of these lines are taken out of his stand-up, if you're not familiar with it.
At first, I thought he was the dude from, I know it's not, but let me think of the guy from 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy sideburns and everything, they kind of have a similar look.
Yeah, on his IMDb page, he has a lot of his quotes. Yeah, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it. A clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory.
Nice little geisha dress.
Be nice to your children.
Kirsten Dunst wore a similar one in Spider-Man 2.
That's right. See, everything we link back to comics here, Police Be Nation.
Oh, not it's the first Spider-Man, because good old Green Goblin tries to...
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, with me, everything goes back to comic book movies, pretty much.
Instruments. It's the artificial horizon, which is much better than the actual horizon.
That was a good creepy shot of her.
Yeah.
Looking so irritated with him and suspicious.
Well, it's like they've kind of like reversed where he was all suspicious of her and now he thinks that she's, you know, not a murderer and she's now thinking that he's going to leave her.
Right.
peering over.
Good old pilot nods off, yeah.
It's never a good sign, especially in a storm. Yeah, he didn't do a lot of movies, Stephen Wright. Not really known as a movie guy. I was just born, and I was 8.5 months premature. Doctors were freaking out. This guy looking like Mike Francesa. For those of you who don't know, he's a radio personality here in New York, sportscaster. Okay. He's known from Mike and the Mad Dog. Speaking of honeymoon couples, we got Charlie and Harriet McKenzie. Oh, I just happened to get a phone call at that time.
A great phone, too.
I think my parents still have one of those. It's not hooked up, but it's like in the closet.
Nice.
Now imagine getting that news sitting across from your wife when you're she's a murderer. How are you going to keep that to yourself?
Yeah, not give it away with your face.
What should I do? Don't worry, when the time comes, you'll know. And the line just happens to go out right at that particular moment. Going to play your song. You by the flowers. Such an annoying couple.
You know, I like to imagine that Scott Stapp from Creed would one day become a lounge singer.
Only you. Oh, Charles Grodin in such a funny small part. I like the comedy of this vehicle. No. I mean, no.
Those eyes, too. Like, he just...
Can I please come here? No. You're not going to bend on this commandeering thing, are you?
No.
No.
That was Colonel Sanders playing drums back there. He literally was a guy in a white suit with a mustache. Looked a lot like him.
Maybe they'll pan around. Oh, guess not. A wonderful person. Yeah, you got more important things. We're going to put you in a chair so you can go back to your room and, you know, consummate the marriage. It's just fun.
That couple is way too in on, too excited about that for them.
That's not that's the kind of couple you see like in Long Island and New Jersey. not Northern California, I think. It's like, hey, you want to stay for a nightcap? No, really.
They're like a swinger.
He just basically yells at him. Stay for a nightcap. Yeah. It's like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
And there just happens to be an axe in there.
Everything's just lining up. You know about my husband's? Yes. She thinks he's going to leave her.
He
thinks she's going to kill him. That's gross. Would you mind?
No, it's one of my favorite things.
He's just an asshole. Charlie goes to use the phone and sees a note. Dear Harry, I just can't handle the commitment. It's too hard. I'm leaving you. Love, Charlie. Like, I didn't write this. There's Crazy Rose. She was the killer all along. What the fuck? Now, this is how... See, it's rated PG-13. They use fuck once, which they're allowed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She gives away the whole plot, right? You're not supposed to be here once the note has been written.
I get extra crazy hair out there, too.
Yeah, plus she's got, like, that, you know, poncho on that makes you look even creepier.
Drives off. Nope. Not waiting for you.
Would you stay here? I might have to apprehend somebody. This poor Harriet locked in the closet. Can't help but to watch her sister murder her husband.
Yeah, I love how she's still going to go along with the plan, even though her sister now is going to know.
Well, I mean, you've come this far. Tony's going to do all of his cop things. He's coming to your vehicle. He's breaking down a door. Takes him.
And I love how it's actually hard to do, like it would be in real life.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I mean, you haven't kicked down a door before?
No, I can't say I have. I have. I don't know. Maybe I've pushed it. I don't know.
You know, I've definitely run into a door before, and they're definitely harder than they.
Yeah. Well, when you have kids who lock themselves in their room, like, nah, I'm not coming out, then, you know, that temptation is there.
Right. Our doors in our house were not that sturdy, so you could easily have knocked them in open.
And Harry is trying to, like, you know, help Charlie, and Tony still just thinks she's Mrs. X. Well,
it happens to shoot right close to his nuts.
Yeah. Oof. And he's hanging off the side. That's a one sturdy gutter there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he must have been doing like some American Ninja Warrior stuff to have that grip strength.
Yeah, you got to hold on there. Especially one-handed, too. Yeah, because he doesn't look like he goes to the gym, so. I'm not saying he looks he's out of shape, but he's not, you know. I don't think he's had the upper body conditioning to do that.
No, but they always in the movies are able to do that. They'll just hold on one. At least it's better than Con Air, where he's been shot, but he's still somehow holding on with the arm he's been shot in.
Oh,
God. On the back of the fire engine, I think it is.
Tony, again, getting to play cop. We could do this here, or we could do this downtown. They're pretty beat up. She's really getting pounding there. Oh, right between the fingers. Oh, jeez. And now he's also able to pull himself up, too. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, when I was on the swim team in high school, we used to have this exercise called pull-ups. Those were like impossible. Because basically what you would do is you go to the deep end and you go all the way up on your hands as high as you can go. Then you drop down as far as you could reach into the water, and you have to pull yourself back all the way up.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, I used to do like at least three sets of 15. Oh, by like Your arm, my arm was shaking like by like the second rep, second set. Sorry. So I can just imagine like having to have the upper arm strength to hang on and pull yourself up on a something that high. Charlie. Yeah, he can barely fight off this woman who's smaller than he is, but yet he could hold on to the gutter for that long.
Exactly.
Now that is batshit crazy right there. Oh, all right, and the nuts.
I love he uses
the same thing. He does the same thing to her. And she kind of just like winces. She doesn't have anything there. And now he's holding on there. He's Charlie must be hitting, doing arms. He must be skipping legs a lot.
I think it'd be pretty hard to have the self-control not to just drop her there. Yeah. If she tried to kill you.
Fuck that.
I guess you got to kind of remember that is her sister, so you still got to keep her alive.
Yeah, you know, everybody's watching. It's going to be really hard to make it look like an accident. Phew. Music starts playing.
What if they'd use There She Goes at this point?
Ah,
there she goes. Like a very different connotation.
Yeah, where you have somebody covering, like doing a different version of it. She looked like so happy in that, maybe that police car. We got the woman. What was that?
Doing the little.
The woman. Mm-hmm.
So. I like this, so love, Ed.
I'm looking for Aurora in that map behind her. Because it's Illinois.
Oh, okay.
But it's not. Yeah. I didn't see it.
So yeah, that was the fourth time they played There She Goes in the movie. But in my memory, it was like every other scene.
Yeah. Like. So yeah, so credit to Roland. That was a fun movie. I actually haven't watched it all the way through in a while.
I did last week just to prep for it. Cause before that, had been at least a few years.
Yeah, I mean, I could, as you heard, I could probably recite this entire. The Piper's name was Jack Cunningham. That's quite a name. Wow, yeah. It was a very fun movie.
I didn't know a lot of the lines. No.
What was that?
I said I didn't know a lot of the lines well enough to quote, but except for the poems, like I know them pretty well, but I would get the timing off without the sound.
No, yeah, it's definitely. No, fun, and now Saturday night's playing again. The Bay City Rollers. Oh, love that song. All right. That was a lot of fun. Thanks for, you picked a good one there. There, Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, I should have said at the beginning of the episode, but it looked like this was streaming on Crackle and Pluto TV, if anybody wants to. Watch it.
Mm-hmm. Watch along with me. Like I said, I recorded it. You can get it on DVD relatively cheaply a lot of places, I guess, you know, since it's fairly old.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, hopefully people enjoy it, watching along with us and laughing and just reacting. So what's coming on for you, Place B Nation? You got we got another Sunday Groove coming soon?
Yeah, actually, I'm recording two episodes pretty soon. I've got one with Tim Capel pretty soon, and then in November, I've got Greg Phillips back.
Oh, so, awesome.
I won't get with us quite yet, but those will both be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys are great guys.
I kind of missed the set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, every year.
I kind of missed the episode, so I just decided to schedule for October and November.
There you go. Yeah, we got, you know, it's hard, believe me. I try to do a show a week, you know, try to rotate my great variety of shows here, but sometimes, things get in the way. So everybody understands that. I mean, you know, and Sunday Groove's a lot of fun, so hopefully you guys check it out. So it's monthly, a monthly show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
For me, you know, like I said earlier, I had the last episode with Mr. Jason Sherman. We watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And I have another episode coming very soon. Mr. Chad Campbell is coming here to watch Superbad with me. So that should be a lot of fun. A little McLovin action there with Chad. Also, a new episode of Great Debate is in the works for mid-October, as well as the next episode of Laugh in Theater, the year 1978, with myself, Mr. Chris Golo, the Dr. George Rublino, and Gerasino D'Amato. Pay attention to all of our social medias. With lots of great content coming up. Also, the month of October is almost here. Can you believe it? And we're going to dedicate a lot of our content on the site in written form and in pod form on the Pop Feed to horror Halloween. Mr. Scott Criscolo is spearheading that. So he's going to be doing a debut of a new pod series that you're going to be seeing soon where we talk about some older movies. Like kind of like how we do Pop Goes the Movies. We're going to have Pop Goes the Classics, it's going to be called. So check those out when those start appearing. I'm actually going to be on the next episode of Freak Out Drive-In with Miss Jennifer Smith. So I'm not going to say what movie we're watching. Jenny likes it to be a surprise until y'all download it. So check that out. Awesome. So once again, I want to say thank you to Mr. David Sunday for joining me in the Laughing Theater tonight.
Thanks for having me, man.
Awesome, awesome. So, I'm Andy Atherton. Check out PlaceToBeNation.com, the Wrestling Feed, the Pop Feed. But for now, the theater is closed. We'll see you at the next showing. Take care, everybody.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place Two Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceTwoNations.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place Two Nations Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place Two Nations Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceTwoNations.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceTwoNations.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com. For all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceTwoNations.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Chokai? Fucking chokai?
Oh, God.